First of all, Paul says in 15, he says, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith. So after he heard the people were in Christ, after he heard, and your love for all the saints, do not cease in giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So I guess it's not just about getting people to pray a prayer and go to heaven, leaving them be. That's important. There's a lot of people out there. You know that I was one of them. I prayed a prayer, actually, with Pastor Dan. And I was a drug addict. And for 4 months, nothing changed. At all, not one thing. Except I confessed to be a Christian, which was worse. An atheist for my whole life. Asked Jesus to come into my heart. Never made it past my head because I thought that I could just be quick, you know. Claim Jesus. And then do everything opposite. Man. So I'm thanking God that Pastor Dan was praying for me after I prayed that prayer. That's so important. You got people in your life that you led to the Lord. Don't consider it a trophy. It's not, because we have bastard children out there that have asked Jesus to come into their heart but don't know anything more than, yeah, I prayed there, did that, got the t-shirt, man. I'm good. Nothing's changed. That's a heavy word. It's important. And I can't continually sow into everybody that I touch, but I guarantee you this, I pray for them to find people. Pray for God to send laborers into the harvest field. To sow and water and water on that and just, man, moisten that seed. God, just send people there. It's so important because we can't let people just not know. We perish for lack of knowledge. All that person knows is they prayed a prayer. Someone told them, if you pray this prayer with me, you go to heaven. It's not even